We've received terribly sad news. Sad for the boys who were murdered. Sad for the families, for the communities. A real tragedy for the entire Jewish nation, for all of us. And there are feelings. There's feelings of being sad, worrying. There's feelings of anger towards the Rishayim, the monsters who could do such a thing. And there's another feeling of despair. A feeling that I heard from certain students here. One that I thought of myself. Which we feel that all the intensive davening, the different prayers that we worked on over the last 2.5 weeks, the extra learning of Torah that people put in, taking in Shabbos early, many people, the Gedolim instructed people to bring in Shabbos early, 24 hours around the clock learning, which many of the Talmidim in the yeshiva took part in this past Thursday night, in Nofi alone. There was so much that we were doing, so much that we were trying, that we were caring for what? Now we find out that before we even started with all our efforts, the boys were already murdered. So there's a feeling by some of despair. Now besides the fact that all the tefillah, all the learning, all the mitzvos, everything that was being done is a tremendous schus, a merit to these boys. But besides that, there are two reasons why this last feeling of despair is inappropriate and incorrect. The first, more simple one, I'll read a story. It's a story that found in many different places. Many of us in yeshiva have the Igeres Ramban, the art school version, from Rav Foyer. So on the very last page of the epilogue, he tells a story about Rav Shneur Cutler, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of the Lakewood Yeshiva, who was suffering from a terminal illness. And a group of students went to Bnei Brak, to the great Stifler Gaon, to ask him for him to intensify his tefillah for Rav Shneur Cutler. And while they were there, they confided in the Stifler Gaon that they were discouraged, because here they are praying, pouring tens of thousands of people, Jewish hearts, yet the Rosh Yeshiva's condition continued to decline. And the Stifler responded, I'll read, said, "Do not be dismayed. There is no such thing as a sincere prayer that goes unanswered. Any heartfelt request addressed to Hashem must be answered. It can't be otherwise. If it's not answered today, it'll be answered tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it'll be answered in a week. If not in a week, in a month. If not answered in a month, it may be answered in a year, or in 10 years, or in 100 years or more. If your prayers are not answered in your lifetime, they'll be answered for your children or for your children's children. We cannot say for sure when a prayer will be answered. We can rest assured only that every prayer will be answered. Somehow, someday." And Rav Pinkus, in Sha'arim B'Tfilah, says that it's actually a pasuk. This idea is actually a pasuk. That David HaMelech in Tehillim asked from Hashem. It's in Perek Nun Vav, Pasuk Tes. "Nodi Safarta, you Hashem, you knew my wanderings. You knew everything, my tsaras, my difficulties that I was going through. Ata sima dimasiv dinodecha. Take you, Hashem, take my tears of my prayer, take it and put it in your flask. Keep it by you. Hold it by you." And Rav Pinkus says that Hashem, all tefillos that go towards Hashem, sincere tefillos, end up staying by Him if it can't be put into fruition right now. And when the time comes, when there's a need, perhaps it's not enough tefillah, there's a certain tzara, difficult time that people don't know about, they don't know to daven, Then Hashem lets those tears out, lets those tefillos come down to try to save the situation. So to say that our efforts were for nothing, that's not our hashkafa. That's not the way we look at life. All our tefillos, all our mitzvos. The Ramchal says a very similar thing by the mitzvah of lulav. The many mitzvos that we have that are able to affect sometimes have to get stored and come down into fruition at a later point of time. But there's another reason why we cannot live with this feeling of despair. And that is, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios that every time the nation, the tzibur, the community has difficult situations, they have tzaros, it's for the purpose of us to wake up, for us to realize that we have to fix ourselves. Tshuva, we have to enhance our Torah, enhance our ways of speaking to people, interacting with others. That's one of the points of every tzara that befalls the Jewish people. There was once, I remember, a certain scare, this was a few years ago, that a surrounding country was going to bomb Israel, and it was able to hit at a very central point. And everyone was nervous, we were davening in yeshiva, things were very intense. And a certain newspaper published on the front cover that a rabbi, a certain rav, said, "Don't worry about it. Trust him, you don't have to worry about it." And at that time, I heard from a very prominent mashkiach. He said that was the worst thing that could have happened, that this newspaper published such a statement, even if it was true. Because the whole purpose of Hashem putting us in certain situations where we do have human feelings of fear, of anger, worrying, it's for a reason. It's to wake us up and to allow us to change, to allow us to respond, to allow us to act in a greater way. For someone to just say, "Oh, you know all those things that Hashem is doing over there? Don't worry about it. Just move forward with life." That's not what the Torah wants from us. That's not what Hashem wants from us. And therefore, while we were all hoping and praying that the boys would come out healthy, alive, but on a certain level, what we were responsible to do was respond no matter what the outcome was going to be. We were responsible and are responsible to enhance our tefillos, to enhance our mitzvot observance, to try to spread the light of Torah in any way that we can, not in order for the outcome to come the way we want. The situation, the matzav, generates those feelings towards us, wakes us up, and makes us act in a higher, stronger, more responsible way, unrelated to what would happen at the end. And therefore, to say that, "Well, we put so much effort, but look what came out," the two things have nothing to do with each other. And the truth is that it's not over. It's not over in any way, any shape or form. For all we know, Chas v'Shalom, we don't want this to be this way. But this might be just the tip. This might just be the start. We don't know how the army is going to respond. We don't know how the other surrounding people are going to respond to our response. We're dealing with horrible, horrible people that only want the worst for the Jewish people and for Eretz Yisrael. We don't know what it's going to be. So to say, even on a certain level, that, "Oh, okay, we're not happy with the outcome, but now we could go back to our regular lives, our regular tefillos." I personally was upset last night. I went to Maariv, and I just heard a rumor before I went to Maariv that they had found the boys. And got to Maariv, after every day of Maariv we were saying Tehillim. And right after Maariv, they didn't say Tehillim. Everyone walked out quietly. We saw a certain demeanor. What, it's over? There's nothing more to daven for? Everything's perfect now? On the contrary, we have no clue what's going to be. It's very difficult. And we have to take that message. We have to realize that all the efforts that we had over the last 2.5 weeks were not for nothing. On one hand, it's stored up somewhere and will come down when it's needed. But on the other hand, it's our responsibility to respond in a humane, natural way, to take on more. And now that we found out the outcome, we have to be misaware. We have to awaken up to make it even more strong, to intensify it even greater. What are we going to do? What can we do in order for the situation to change? And Be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem should give a nechama, give a comfort to the families, to all of us. And we should be zocha to see the time that our tefillos will come into fruition. We won't have this situation, we won't have the matzav that we're in. And the more that we recognize and we are in touch with what is going on, the more that we'll be able to, in turn, change, develop, grow, spread the Torah to others, and allow and generate Hashem to bring the Yeshua, the Karov, v'Hirvi Aminu.